Hey there, this is Mobile Agent TV, helping agents stay on the cutting edge from coast to coast.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of RE/MAX Little Oak Realty in Langley, BC, and my co-host, as always, is Dave Faulkner from Bridgewater, New Jersey's RE/MAX Preferred Professionals and the Enviro Realty team. Dave, my question to you this week is, you were an adult in the 70s, you were an adult in the 80s, you also had some time, I believe, with the Navy. When was the last time you rocked a mustache?
You got one right now.
Yeah, but you also got a goatee. I mean, just a mustache.
Just a mustache? Never.
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 Well, there you go. That's what this is.
I see that.
Dave, is Movember a thing down in your area? I think it was started by some Canadians.
Not really. I mean, I you know, until you guys did this last year, I had no idea what it was. I mean, I'm sure they do, but I haven't really seen it anywhere or anybody, you know, bringing it to the front of the
question. Yeah, well, for all the people that listen to the show on the way to miss what is a terrible-looking mustache, and I apologize for that. During the show, you can interact with us live on Twitter using the hashtag MATVLive, as well as get us on Twitter at MobileAgentTV. I'll keep an eye on that throughout the show if you have any questions for our guest. I will also enable the Q&A feature, so you can just click on the blog right now that you're watching on, and you can just ask your questions. You can vote your questions up or down, and we'll make sure we get asked of this week's guests. Really cool to have, thanks to Gary Vee for featuring Mobile Agent TV on his Ask Gary Vee show last week. We're asking questions about real estate videos, so that was kind of cool. Thanks, Gary, for doing that for us. As well as the t-shirts that we have for sale at mobileagenttv.com, as many of you know, all the proceeds go to Motorcycle for Miracles in support of the Children's Miracle Network. We made our first donation on behalf of Mobile Agent TV to Bruce Johnson's efforts yesterday. Thanks, Bruce, for everything that you do for Children's Miracle Network and for Motorcycle for Miracles. And thank you, everyone, that's gone out and purchased a Mobile Agent TV t-shirt. All proceeds go to support the Children's Miracle Network. Now, one of the things I like to do on this show, Dave, is to keep you in the dark about next week's guests. I don't know why it's a thrill for me. You just kind of go along with it. But one of the best shows we've ever had, or the best shows we have, is sort of when we go round table. So we're going to go round table next week. We're going to have multiple guests on the show, and we're going to be talking about agents' ratings and reviews. Now, it's one thing that we didn't get into, Dave, when we talked about Steve Murray from Real Trends, who wrote Game Changers, but we're going to talk about the importance and the inevitability of ratings and reviews. So we're going round table style. So our guest next week is Valerie Garcia, going to come on and talk from a franchise perspective. We're going to have Ethan Butte from BombBomb come on the show and talk about how they're leveraging their software for agents to go out and get the reviews, as well as BombBomb's being very, very brash about going out and getting video testimonials from their clients. And we'll also have, from Inman News, Laura Monroe will be on the show, and we'll talk about ratings and reviews. So Valerie Garcia, Ethan Butte, Laura Monroe, Dave, and myself are going to tackle the topic of ratings and reviews for realtors. Excited about this week's show and the guests that we've got. Dave's been talking about these guys for the last year or so with me and been following along. We have the guys from the resource.tv on the show. So we would like to introduce Ryan Hills and Ryan Christensen, who we'll refer to as RC during the show. And as always, we read our guests' 160 Twitter bio. They do say that they're Facebook guys, but you can get them on Twitter at the resource.tv. And their bio reads, "Gotta love the RE industry." Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us.
Now, Dave, right away, they already make our set look silly, right? These guys.
That's a cool set I got right here. What are you talking about?
Not a bad setup, Dave.
So if you're not familiar with these guys, they have a web show called the RE Source TV, and to say that they are early adopters would be not putting it politely. I think if you jump in and you launch a show like the RE Source TV today, I'd probably say that you're an early adopter, unfortunately, as video hasn't caught on the way it absolutely should be. But these guys have been doing this for like 4.5 years. They've been doing this show, so really, really early adopters. Ryan, why don't you go through what RE Source TV is and sort of the genesis and how it all came to pass?
Yeah, so our show, like you said, started about 4.5 years ago. We're friends with Frank and Brian from the National Real Estate Post, and we, if you guys know them, we wanted to do something similar to them 4.5 years ago. But back then it was much smaller. It was just kind of for our own, you know, personal reasons.
Sure.
And the show just took off, like you said, you know, being early adopters and not having competition is kind of nice. Because nobody else is really, there's very few people even doing what you guys do or what we do. And so 4.5 years ago, we just jumped on the bandwagon and we fully committed. We had no idea what we were doing. I had never written a show. I never had practiced in front of camera before. So if anybody's ever thought about doing this, trust me, it was all trial and error. We really didn't know how to edit.
No.
We taught ourselves how to edit, how to build a website, how to craft a show and say, 30 minutes worth of work and squeeze that into 4 minutes. So trial and error 4.5 years ago. Today it's grown to a show that we do every week.
Yeah.
We try to never miss it. Every Mondays. Our show's not monetized. We do this for the industry. We call ourselves industry advocates. We used to have advertisers on the show, and then sometimes people still approach us with that, but it's not really a focus of ours. But we love the industry. We're going to be here for the next 20 years, and we want to educate, motivate, and inspire, you know, those around us. And it's, you know, we're in Puyallup, Washington, this little suburb of Seattle.
Tiny place.
You know, but we get to see the analytics, and it's cool to see people, you know, it started in California and Oregon and went all over to the East Coast and then into different countries and stuff. So it's cool to see that, you know, organically, again, because we don't put a lot of money into it, we just kind of just hustle. It's cool to see it grow to what it is now,
right.
And, you know, hanging out with you guys now. So that's our show.
Yeah, well, this is the pinnacle, and it doesn't get better than being on the show. Dreams come true.
Yeah, we have arrived.
By the way, the next time I'm down at the Great Wolf Lodge with a fam, I will drop by and see you there in Puyallup.
For sure, man. You have to now.
That's not far away.
Yeah, not far away at all. So, RC, talk about your history in the real estate space. Let our audience know what it is that the two of you guys actually do. You're not agents, so let us know what your role in the real estate industry is.
Right. So, we work for a mortgage company. Operate, how many branches now? Five
branches.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. We've got a lot of cool people here doing a good job working with agents. So, it's my role here at the RE Source and with our mortgage company to educate our loan officers about marketing, assist them with marketing, and then also be of value to their agents and teach and help them grow their businesses so they can kind of step it up to the next level and be successful where they want to be.
Yeah, RC is not a lender or a realtor. He's just a strict marketer and a brilliant one at that, man. He's worked with some of the best in our state and in different states, so I'm blessed to have him as part of the team.
Well, we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about team. We're going to talk about leveraging people that are strong at their skill set. But one of the things Dave said to me about, I said, you know, Dave's like, we got to have these guys on the show. And one of the things, Dave, you were blown away by was content. You've been watching these guys for a long time. It just keeps coming every week. So go ahead, Dave, maybe talk about that and ask anything you wanted to ask about content, because you're right. It's impressive.
Well, from my perspective, you know, I mean, I have a team and I'm an everyday realtor, and some of that content, you know, I don't have the time, nor do I want to go deep. I just need to get an overview of some stuff, right? And these guys, I don't know where to get their content. We'll talk about that, but you guys get some incredible stuff that, I mean, I it's just not thrown in my face. I don't see it anywhere. I go to the RE Source, and there it is, stuff that I didn't know about, and stuff that's really relevant to me as a day-to-day realtor working with mortgage companies and working, you know, what's coming next. And I just find it that I'm sure there's other places I could get this, but I get it from Ryan. Like, he just puts it in 5 minutes. Here's what's going on in the world, guys. You need to get on board here, and you better do it. And if you don't, you get left behind. We talk about that all the time, getting left behind.
Yeah.
And you said that before. So I find your content phenomenal. And your way you present it is, you know, it's humorous.
So on that note, Ryan.
It kind of gets the message across, and it sinks right in.
Yeah, on that note, I mean, a lot of people, you know, they understand that content's important. Content with context is super, super important. And the idea of producing quality information every week seems daunting for people, but it does something that I think that you get into a rhythm in, definitely something that we've got into a rhythm in. So talk about how you guys go about make sure that you have something to fill 5 minutes that delivers the value that you've sort of over the years promised to your audience, and I would assume they expect from you now.
Yeah, first, Dave, that's like the best compliment you can give me, so I appreciate that, man. That's huge because it is difficult, and I remember starting this. My friends around me said, dude, you're going to run out of content in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of naysayers, and I'm like, I'm not worried about it. You know, I'm just going to keep hustling. And think, knock on wood, I haven't ran out of content yet. So huge compliment, and that's really one of my goals when we talk about the whys. I want to be able to do that and help people stay in front of trends. I remember that's one of the reasons why I started doing video, again, back to our friends that at the National Real Estate Post. I remember watching them going, saying the same thing 4.5 years ago. How do these guys stay so far in front of the trends? And they teach me stuff that, like Dave said, I didn't have time to learn. And so that was one of the goals. You saying that is huge. Thank you. But content is king. We go speak at different industry events, and that's like the number one question we get is, how do you come up with content? Where do you get it? And you said it. You get into a groove. It's really not that difficult. Like today's show, we just shot it. RC's going to edit the show. And you really just have to be present. When I write the different windows up and I'm reading and I'm researching, and I grasp onto one idea, and it's usually a thought that I've already had in my head before. Like today's show, I've been thinking about diversity in the industry, and it may be a hot topic on Monday because it's about race. And we haven't really touched on that yet, but National Mortgage News had a pretty cool, quick little article that talked about at the MBA conference. A gentleman stood up and said that we're not doing a very good job with diversity in our markets, both as realtors and as loan officers.
Right.
Only 4% of realtors are black and white Hispanic, where I think it was 84% were white.
Right. Over the age of,
And the market's incredibly diverse, and we're not doing a very good job reaching those diverse markets. And so that was just one quick little article. It was something that I already had been thinking about in my head. So I typically take one or two, maybe three, four stories, spin them together, add my content, and that's the show. You know, and they're usually, you know, I have probably 15 different resources that I'll read as well. And I like to pull them together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to pull those shows together along with my own thoughts. And hopefully, you know, people appreciate them. It sounds like, you know, at least Dave does. I got one fan.
I appreciate it too. I feel like Dave's getting all. I'll take a little love too. But
thanks.
Tell me if I'm wrong, but I think you probably have a lot more content or places to find content today than you ever did. I mean, the
for
world,
sure. Yeah.
Oh,
you can find it anywhere.
Things are changing like every day, and there's more controversy,
yeah.
And whether it's be political or in the, you know, the government with our mortgages, and just, you know, the collapse that we had of the real estate business, supposedly, the whole thing. It just, there's got to be tons of stuff to talk about now.
I may run out of stuff to talk about here when things return back to normal. We'll see.
There's no more normal. There's never normal. And that's the thing, too, about realizing, particularly with this show, guys, is that as the real estate market has sped up, and the way that we do our business as an industry has sped up dramatically the last 5 years, the thought that it's going to slow down as tech continues to move, because these are societal changes generally that we're talking about. This has nothing to do with mortgage lending and real estate. This is talking about societal changing. I mean, talk to agents all the time about being paperless. The thought that that only realtors have access to iPads, that because we should be comfortable with them. Every client that we have has an Instagram account, has Evernote, has these tools. So it's not about keeping up with people in your real estate industry. It's about keeping up with your consumer, and that's ultimately where it comes down to. So one of the questions I want to ask you guys, stepping away from video and creative marketing, and actually talk about that for a second. We've seen a dramatic change in the way that agents do their business day in and day out, and I think there's a lot of agents right now that are waking up going, oh my goodness, you know, the real estate industry has changed, with something Dave and I talk about all the time. Is there a parallel to that? Has the mortgage industry changed within the way you fundamentally do your day-to-day business? And do you think there's a lot of brokers out there that are waking up, realizing the stuff that you guys have been talking about for the last 4 or 5 years is actually here, and they find themselves sort of behind perhaps some of the more forward-thinking brokers?
Yeah, for sure. Realtors are definitely on the forefront of changes. They seem to be more progressive than lenders in general, just because, and that may be just because of the over-regulation for lenders,
yeah.
Because they want to be, but it's so hard to do a loan nowadays, and you're regulated by four different agencies, it's difficult to be progressive, and lenders are struggling to be paperless and to do e-signatures and stuff like that and embrace video because everything's got to be compliant. Right. You can't throw an interest rate out there without having, you know, 15 paragraphs after the interest rate.
Nobody wants to read it.
Yeah, so, you know, realtors have an easier time with that. Lenders are definitely struggling, but and I think, you know, we get a lot of comments from lenders, and they hey, great idea. I just have a tough time implementing it. You know, a lot of the East Coast people are super progressive. It's just difficult because they want to do it, and then their companies will say, no, you can't do video, or you can't leverage social media strategies. We have no way to police that. I mean, realtors have more autonomy, and there's not so much compliance on that side. So I think the lending world, for several reasons, kind of lags behind, but they want to be there.
Yeah, and a lot of third-party applications or software or companies that are really good at marketing online and tools that you can leverage simply aren't compliant. So if you choose to take on this tool and implement it into your business, well, just know that there's a gaping hole, a wound in your business that, hey, you could be getting your hand slapped for using this
tool. It's a lot of liability.
Yeah, a lot of liability with security.
Well then, so the two of you, how have you been able to then, when that overregulated world, you stepped out, you've done something super creative and super progressive,
yes,
maybe in the way that you market it. How have you been able to do that, and what hurdles have you faced with, I'm sure you've had other mortgage brokers, I say this to agents all the time, when you do something creative and other agents start saying that you're crazy, you're onto something.
Yeah.
I think you're onto something. So you must have from the industry a lot of naysayers saying, this isn't going to work, mainly because they didn't want to sort of have that as something they should be implementing.
Yeah, you're exactly right on that, too. And we've had naysayers. One of the best decisions, I was talking to my friend about this the other day, I don't know how I had the foresight to do this 4.5 years ago, but if you've ever watched the show, I've never held myself to be a lender. You guys have probably seen that. I've never quoted an interest rate.
Yep.
You know, I am a managing branch manager, and I do produce. But if I, as soon as I brand that with a lender, or as soon as I hold myself to be a lender, you're right, then I have to be extremely compliant. So this is just me as a guy and RC as a guy coming to the industry saying, here's our thoughts and ideas, but you never know. Most people don't even know what I do and what my day job is, and that's the way I want it. You know, I'm not trying to leverage and monetize this for business in that fashion. It's a completely different business that we own. It's a completely different strategy, and so we've never for 4.5 years said, you know, I'm a lender, come see me at the end of the day. The follow-up question that most people ask me at conferences is, well, then why do you do it? I mean,
right, what's the
if you're not asking for the business, which I'm a big advocate for, you always have to ask for the business, then why do you do it? It's just
Michael, so aren't these guys the perfect definition of utility?
Well, I you know, Dave, it's my next question, or my next thing I was going to talk about. You know, we had Dave, this is what's so great about the show, a year and a half in, you and I are always on the same wavelength. We had Jay Baer, New York Times bestselling author, Jay Baer, come on the show last episode and talked about utility, talking about giving away information so good that people would pay for it, right? And that builds this know, like, and trust, becoming larger than the transaction, larger than the lending process. And clearly, that's what you guys have done. But ultimately, let me ask you, I know what for Dave and I sort of do a very similar thing in a very different format, but same similar purpose here on the show. Then why are you doing it? What is the benefit to RC and to Ryan to, which it's 5 minutes for us to consume. It ain't 5 minutes for you guys. We know that.
Right.
So what is the benefit?
It takes a lot of time.
So again, back to our why, it's for us, it's easy. It's our passion. And
right,
when you talk about, you know, why you do stuff, if you figure out your why, it's pretty easy to go do it. Yeah, it's hard work. It takes, you know, it takes him 8 hours to edit a 5-minute show.
Sure.
It takes me all week to think about what I'm going to write, and it took me 4 years to be able to craft a really good show in a short amount of time. I care about this industry. I was here when it went through a crazy amount of drama, and I saw people lose their houses and realtors and lenders leave the business. I never want to see that happen again. And if I can make people laugh, and if I can educate and I can motivate, I'm going to do that. Yeah, it's a lot of hard work, and I'll be lying if I ask my, you know, I didn't say, hey, what do I do? This is crazy. I don't make a big paycheck from
this.
But we do get invited to go speak and do different industry events. And just like on our last, we had a millennial show. Just from that show, we had several trade groups call. And again, that's my passion. I love this industry, and I'm happy to be a part of that and drive to Florida or Kentucky or fly to Florida, Kentucky.
Yeah, I don't want to drive.
To be a part of that.
I think that if you can see a business and a person transform, and you can give them something that allows them to be confident in themselves so that they can, in turn, really become who they want to be in their business and kind of step away from the objections and all the naysayers and just do what they're wanting to do and they know deep down they're supposed to do, then that's the most fulfilling thing for me, is to see that our message has an impact and that people are making a difference in their business and their dreams. And I know it sounds so cliche, but it's fulfilling, man. It's cool to see people do what they're meant to do.
Yeah. Absolutely. Some of the viewers are saying that maybe the Q&A feature isn't working right now. It definitely is up. I apologize. Jump on Twitter, hashtag MATVLive if you've got a question that you want to ask RC and Ryan. Dave, talking about utility and the way they do, if you were to pick up your business out of Bridgewater, New Jersey, and move to, Puyallup, it's a beautiful place, just south of Seattle, and you have no like and trust, I mean, really, as an agent, is there any better way than them not selling you? You would send them business. You would want to be in business with these guys because they've added so much value to your lives. Why can't agents see that from an agent to consumer perspective, that just add value to potential people in your marketplace and build those relationships?
Good. To me, I mean that's just a mindset growing up. We talked about that last time. That's just kind of the way I am. I don't know. I don't think you can teach. It's very hard to teach this kind of stuff to me. That, you know, hey, if you'll give, you'll get back. You have to trust it. It's not like karma in the world. You just got to trust it. And it works. I know it works. I've been in my whole life. I'm an old guy already, and I know that this stuff works. I don't worry about nothing for the most part. It just happens. Just do the right thing. Things come back to you.
Well, I think for a lot of agents, Dave, the issue is being able to say what I do for a living and want to sell a house, and the way we market, you have to be able to connect the dots very, very in a straight line for a lot of agents to sort of have that sink in as intelligent, creative marketing. Mm-hmm. To connect the dots between Mobile Agent TV and my day-to-day business for the average agent, or between the Resource TV and what these guys do, it's not exactly a straight line. It's the best thing that we've done as far as exposure goes, but I think a lot of people want to go, okay, I see the bus bench ad, they call me, I list their house, which I don't believe happens, right. But they right. See that. So talk about creative marketing, or even, Ryan, what it takes to think creatively to do something that might be a little different than what's happening in your marketplace.
Yeah, you guys are both right. Dave's right. I'd be lying if I said that it didn't help me grow what we have today.
Sure.
Like-minded people link up. The local people, they have sought out and found us, and that has built huge referral partners that has helped us build all the branches that we manage.
Right.
So, again, I didn't specifically ask, and this is a specific type of business. I think if you're going to embrace this, if you're a realtor lender, you're going to have to ask for the business. We do something a little different, but it has built lender relationships, realtor relationships. So obviously, like-minded people group up, and it has grown quite a bit just from what we do. I think on a smaller scale, if the audience picks us up, we talked about this with Dave Savage about a month ago. We have to embrace educational marketing, we call it. Basically, doing a show like ours,
right?
And if you are a realtor and a lender and you want to leverage it specifically for your lending or as for a realtor, then embrace educational marketing. It doesn't have to be a hard sell the whole time. And at the end of it, hey, if you appreciated this video, give me a call. You know,
right.
And maybe that's a community show about Tacoma or Seattle. If you're a lender, maybe it's similar to our show, and then you do ask for the business at the end. But educational marketing has to be on the forefront of everybody's mind right now. It has to be 2 to 4 minutes. Millennials will tell you it has to be 10 seconds. But it's got to be short, it's got to be sweet, and it just has to be embraced.
And that's why Vine videos do better than Instagram videos. 15 seconds
right?
is just way too
right.
long. 15 seconds is way too long. Ryan, dear friend of the show, Terry Conrad, one of her favorite things ever is the Simon Sinek Know Your Why TED Talk video. And I know it's big for you. In fact, there's a video at the resource.tv at the bottom where you just really go in and really talk about, you know, the importance of people finding their why. So talk about why that's important and how should someone, if they haven't discovered that, and we've talked about it on the show before, but I think it's tough to put into words, advice for people to figure that out, because I not only does doing that improve your business dramatically, it certainly has a huge impact on your life. So talk about the importance of finding your why and maybe some advice about how you go about and figure that out.
Yeah, the biggest thing, and this is that show was shot a while back.
Yeah.
6 months, maybe a year ago.
Yeah, 7 months.
And it caught, I mean, that talk about going viral. It's so many people jumped on that show. We went and saw Simon personally, and that was awesome.
That was so cool.
You know, I look up to that dude. But it really, again, it's a lot of this stuff was already how I operated, and then hearing Simon say it on his TED Talk, which is the most watched TED Talk ever, just solidified, you know, how we were already operating and kind of put it in a nice package called Start With Your Why. We were just talking about it at a big conference, and that idea just continues to spread organically. But what I found in talking to a lot of people is they feel bad, like, oh, I've never asked myself that question. Don't feel bad.
Yeah, why beat yourself up?
Yeah, just take the time to ask yourself that question, because that's where you have to start. What is my why? You know, why do I sell homes? Why am I in lending? Did I get in it for just for the money, or am I happy to be able to provide financing for the American dream? What is it? You know, because then that will help you decide how you're going to market or how you're going to move forward in your business. Like you said, why do you do what you do, Ryan? You're not getting paid. It's hard work.
Right.
Why are you doing the RS source? Because we love it. It's our passion. It's Absolutely. Our why. It's natural for us. It doesn't feel like work. It's a hobby.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the biggest thing. People don't just simply sit down, get alone with themselves and say, why do I do this? Why am I a realtor and why am I a lender? And, you know, for people that have been in the business for a long time and it's changed and it's really hard, they may go, you know what, I don't know if I like this anymore. And that's okay too.
Right.
We're all about good fit. Simon talks about that too. If you're not a good fit for this business anymore and your life's miserable, that's all right.
Yeah.
You know? Or if you feel like you need to retool yourself and you've been here for 20 or 30 years and you just got to retool yourself, that's okay too. But you just have to simply ask yourself that question and actually, you know, don't let yourself have the, you know, the cliche answer of it's the American dream. Okay, that's cool, but really, why do you do that?
Right.
You know, money is a result, as Simon says, of your actions. That's not why you do it. We're not in this business for money. I've never chased money in this business, and I do pretty well, but never chase it. It's never been the forefront of anything I've ever done. But again, this is my passion. I'm excited. Even though the lending industry is crazy tough, I still love it. Maybe I'm crazy. I don't know.
You're crazy.
And I love the RE source, and I don't get paid to do this either.
No.
But again, that's part of my why. I ask myself that question, what's my why? And, you know, if you watch the show, it's pretty apparent why we do it.
Yeah.
So I think you just got to start there. Everybody's why is going to be different. You start there, you figure it out, and then you make your marketing plans from there to match your why. You know, you surround yourself with people like this guy that match my why. Our whys match. What, you know, why did we do so well together? It works. We're a good fit.
Right.
You know what I mean? You and Dave, obviously a good fit.
Dave, you're big on that too. I mean, life's too short. We get one go at this. You talk about that, know your why, but it also lets you build a business. When you are chasing money, like Ryan says, you're being transactional, completely different thing.
Right.
So, you know, money's never been a motivator for you, but serving your client is. That's your why. You fundamentally feel that people out there need you to take them or to help them through a process. How has your why impacted your business and the enjoyment of your life?
Well, you know, you've heard me say it before. Just go serve the clients, serve your clients, and the money is like a secondary thing. Ryan said it. He's not in it for the money, but he makes money. He makes a lot of money because he's serving his clients. He's got his passion. He's figured out his why, and the money just kind of comes. It's a thing. It's one of those things I just talked about before. You sort of got to trust it. You got to trust it's going to happen. If you don't trust it, sort of test it. You know, live your life a little bit like that for a while and see what happens. And I know it's hard not to worry. You wake up, oh, I got to pay the bills. Oh, my God. But you know what? I don't know. My wife and I argue about this all the time. She's sitting right back over here.
No, never argue.
Well, we're not arguing, but, you know, we have discussions about, oh, we got to pay this bill or, you know, we're spending too much money. I go, don't worry about that. Go to work, serve our clients, it'll all fall into place. And so far, it always has. My whole life, it's always fallen into place. The money appears in the mailbox. I don't know where it's coming from. You know, I mean, with the office calls, hey, you got another referral check. You just go out and go to work, you know, serving and just have fun doing it. You'll get paid. You know, there are people that have figured out their passion. and they don't make a lot of money. But you know what? Some of those people are happier than the people making a ton of money.
Absolutely.
They're living their life and they're having a great time, and they figured out you can't take it with you. You know? So what's the point of making $10 million and it's here when you go? I mean, come on.
Right.
And for segues of all segues, we're going to take a sharp right turn. We're going to focus on RC's incredible knowledge here for a few minutes on the tech side of things. When you guys first jumped on, we had a bit of a chat before we go live. I see the set behind you. I see the sound deadening board. Your camera shots when you shoot, there's three angles. You shoot on green screen. You've got the dead cat, which is actually what it's called, on your microphone. And you look at the tools that you have, and I you know, when it comes to video, I think what we do is fairly progressive. We're on green screen. We have great editing software. We've got great cameras. But it certainly didn't start there. Video is the most impactful way any mortgage broker, any real estate agent, in my opinion, could actually build know, like, and trust with the end consumer. In today's society, it's so shareable. It gets access to you. But when people look at you, they must get overwhelmed and intimidated by what it takes to produce your show. You guys, I'm sure, didn't start there. I'm sure you would never advise someone to go and drop $20,000 on video equipment.
Right. Sure.
What does it take to get into the show, what you do, and where do agents and brokers start to leverage the most impactful medium I think there is available to us at a very minimal cost? Where should people start, RC, on a tech side?
Sure. Well, I think before I get into that exactly, just remember that video is powerful. So it can either build you or break you down. So just like you're guilty by association, you can be successful by association. So the quality of what product you put out allows people to assume certain things about you and how you run your business. So as much as a sales guy, you wouldn't want to be needy on any sales meeting. You don't want to come across needy on camera either. And that goes down to the quality of the production that you do as well. So there's a lot of, you know, third-party websites, Animoto. The list really goes on. We've got them on our website underneath the marketing section. And you can use any tool, frankly. And Google, YouTube has all the photo and video editors now. We can trim and slice things. They've got apps on your phone. Filmic Pro on your phone, you can produce basically HD video, great audio from an iPhone and Android, and publish it straight to YouTube as well. I mean, it's not incredibly difficult once you know the tools.
And we're big on quality, but yeah, we were just watching shows from 4 years ago, and it's embarrassing, man.
You're going to see our shows from the beginning, our first couple of shows.
We went back and looked at our first episode, and I oh my goodness gracious.
See, right? That hurts.
When you get here, right?
So when you get here. But the biggest thing for you guys, too, I'm sure, was the commitment. You guys stayed committed, right?
Right.
And like I said earlier, trial and error. People were picking on us because our audio sucked. All right, let's go, you know, drop a grand on a nice mic. People picked on us because our quality sucked. All right, we got to get a better camera.
Yeah.
You know? But we both stayed committed throughout the whole entire time, and that's the biggest thing that I see when I go speak is agents. You're right, Michael. They look at all that we have and go, I don't have the money to do that. I need to do that. That's too much. Remember, just like you guys, we started with a smaller camera that was super cheap,
right?
And the editing was not good. The speaking was not good. The pitch wasn't great.
The green screen sucked.
We got better. Just like anything, you stay committed, you get better. So. The biggest thing is not so much the quality. That will come, I promise.
Right.
You'll get better in front of camera. Your editing will get better.
Right.
But stay committed. You can't just shoot one or two videos and go, that sucks, and I'm out. And you know,
it's like anything that you're going to take on with marketing. There's a competence cycle. So as you become more competent in something, you become more confident, and therefore you're going to take on the next level. So you're willing to try to invest in something, and you're willing to try a nicer camera, better audio, different web sharing activities. Because as you become more competent, you become more confident. And that's like a self-esteem thing as well in sales. But just believe in that, and as you become better, you'll get better as well.
And not every show has been a winner, man.
Oh, yeah, let's be honest.
I would love to say that everything has been awesome that's come out of the studio, but some suck.
Some suck, yeah.
Some will go out, and we will get like a crazy response. I'm like, wow, I thought that show was going to fall on its face, but it didn't. So you just keep doing what you're doing, and you just stay committed. And they're not all going to be home run hitters, you know.
Dave, why are you chuckling at your cell phone right now?
Well, because Terry Conrad put that thing up about on Twitter about how I just said our first couple of shows sucked, And she said, wasn't I on the second show? And so, just so everybody knows, it's no reflection on our guests. We had some of the best guests we've ever had, actually, in our first couple of shows. And it was just, no offense, Terry. Come on.
Yeah, no, I saw my Twitter go off. I saw you look down. I saw you chuckle. I knew exactly what you were laughing at. So it's
that was one of the best shows we ever did was show two.
Best show we ever. But is there a place then, I mean, I send a lot of personal video out. In fact, you guys will get a personal video here at the end. This is what I do. I always just send out a little thank you of me holding up my cell phone. There is super, like, it's so impactful video. This is not a fad. I think down the road it will be a necessary tool in every agent's tool belt to produce some form of video media. There's an agent on the fence, whether it's in front of camera or producing little stuff or 15 second, this is what my neighborhood's like, sort of things. Outside the embrace the suck that Chase Thompson talked about on our show, just the need to just embrace the fact that it is going to suck.
Right.
What is the advice that you can push someone off that's been talking about doing it for way too long instead of just start rolling camera and figure it out as you go?
Well, from experience, we don't have guests as much as you guys do, but we've had guest hosts in the past. We've gone in a different route and shot, a lot of videos with referral partners. And it's so funny to see people just, like, stiffen up like this guy here and then go. And, like, the guy could be the funniest guy in the world, and all of a sudden he just turns into somebody completely different. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened to you, man?
It's totally awkward.
Camera's just turned on. He's like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
Apparently that's with everybody.
Right.
Just get over it. Just sit there and force yourself to be in front of that camera, even if it's by yourself. You know, shoot it 4, 5, 6, 7 times. You'll be surprised. Eventually you're going to be fine just turning that camera on and going, what's up? Here's my thoughts.
Right.
You know, people just freeze up. It's something new. But you just got to keep going. I mean, we work with the guests that we've had on the show. We give them constructive criticism, like, hey, maybe you should say it this way. You guys are live. We have the power of redoing stuff. That's kind of cool.
So if we don't like it, redo it. It doesn't matter. It's hard to have a conversation with someone and pitch someone an idea or a sales message and get denied.
It's like,
do it multiple times.
We're all, I mean, in this business, all of us have to be salespeople, right? That should be our strengths. So you got to remember, when I'm talking to camera, it's just like you're out in front of that house and you're telling somebody about that house, or I'm at a loan application and you're talking to that person. You wouldn't stiffen up. Make that camera the other person. It's just a conversation. That's all it is. It's just a conversation. Don't lose your salesmanship because there's a camera on you. It's just like you talking to a home buyer or a loan applicant.
Oftentimes people want to have scripts, and so they know what they're going to talk about, so it can be short and concise. Well, just know that if you put a script, you're going to sound really forced, and it's not going to be who you are. And people see that faster than anything. You know, it's like you have commission breath. You're just breathing on them, and you want
commission breath.
Yeah, you want them to buy from you.
There's a hashtag.
It's regimented.
Hashtag commission breath.
Right? You know, so I think that scripts are all fine and dandy, but at the end of the day, once you think you nailed your script, guarantee you rip that script off, you shoot one, you know what you're trying to say, and you just say it how you want to say it.
Genuine.
You'll get the gist of it, and you'll be real, and people will much, much rather listen and watch that and give you a positive response than anything that you script and that's not from the heart.
Hey, you guys, look into the camera right now and talk to the agent who's sitting here now or maybe watching this. I kind of doubt it. We have a lot of very high-techy watchers here that say, I'm not doing any video, I'm just not doing it, I'm moving on. Talk to them what their business is going to look like, say, 2 years from now, in your opinion.
Michael said it earlier, if you don't do video, you're just missing out. You're flat out. It's like a loan officer without his calculator. It's like a realtor without their iPad, or, you know, I mean, you have to do it. You have to embrace it. That's where the market is going. It's already there. You're behind the curve. If you don't do it, give me a good reason why. You can't. You really can't. If you're not comfortable in front of camera, it's because you haven't done it enough. Don't take yourself too seriously. We're geeks. We're nerds. You know, we look back at our old shows and make fun of ourselves. Do the same thing. You're not that cool. Neither am I. You know what I mean? Don't take yourself too seriously.
And if you're going to be giving yourself the excuse that you're too busy, well, the point is once you invest time into video, and then you get multiple views, there's a point where you break even. It's smarter for you not to go talk to people. It's smarter for you
to
make a video, to send it out, to touch your contacts in a real and personal way that no one else can really multiply. And at that point, you're now leveraging your technology. You'll get busier doing the activities that lead to generations of profits and business, and you won't be spending the time doing the busy activities that don't lead to anything.
You can only set so many coffee appointments in a day. Our show gets watched by thousands every Monday.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's scalable, and video is scalable, and if you don't jump on it, you're flat out ignoring, Michael said it earlier, not just sales, but society in general. It's all going that way. It's already there. If you look at Facebook, it's dominated by videos. If you're on Vine or Instagram, it's dominated by video. Right. So you're not just ignoring real estate trends. You're ignoring society, and you're ignoring your market. There you go. That's my most genuine way to say it.
That's it. Perfect.
And on that note, speaking about being genuine, one of the things you guys talk about, what the RE Source is about, is, you know, you throw in the description, you know, we're going to make you laugh. I kind of get a feeling by watching the show and talking to you guys now for the last 42 minutes that I think I know who you are. And there's a ton of value in video letting people know who they are. You guys don't take yourselves entirely too seriously, because that's not the way anyone does in their when they're not at work lives.
Right. Talk
about the importance moving forward to not be in business mode and then switch off and be in personal mode, that those two have to be blended, because people want to get to know who Ryan Hills is, and right. If they can't, there's a barrier. So talking about being exactly who you are, maybe turning off a few people, but attracting the people that are going to be attracted to you, talk about the importance of embracing your genuine self.
Yeah, Archie said it earlier. Nobody wants to speak with the stiff salesman. And you don't. If you're a good salesman, you never turn into that guy or girl ever. You're just yourself. You know, my pitch never changes. And I would talk like this if I were in front of, you know, Bill Gates. I just know that everybody keys in if you start changing your pitch and your mannerisms and you're uncomfortable. And it's like a shark smelling blood in the water. As soon as you're uncomfortable. Yeah, there's a lot of questions that on the other side of that is, why is this guy nervous?
Yeah.
You know, should I not trust him now? And it's got to be the same way on camera. It's so important that you're just relaxed and you are yourself. That's the only way I know how to be as genuine. And as far as the funny shows go, I love doing it. I mean, I'm like a Saturday Night Live guy. I grew up with it. I love it.
Right.
And I'm a clown at heart, right? So our most watched shows, which used to bother me because I used to bring a lot of good content. Thank you, Dave, for saying I kept you up to date. A lot of good content. I'm like, man, I just talked about QE 1, 2, or 3, or 4, and it brought some awesome stats, and, you know, the show would fall on its face. I shoot a funny show, and then, oh, my God, it's got thousands of reposts and shares and stuff. Used to bother me, but people love it, and it has the same result. People are attracted to it, and they, you know, the only one thing I'll say from the funny shows is sometimes I get from high-end people in the industry like, hey, I watched your show. I kind of thought you were a knucklehead, though, from watching your videos, but now that I've known, you know, talked to you in person, you actually know what you're talking about. So I've had that come up a few times from being a little bit silly, but it's okay. I mean, it far outweighs, you know, the bad stuff. The good stuff far outweighs it.
Yeah.
I totally agree. Just a couple more questions, guys, and then we'll let you go, but one of the things you say up in your description about the show, and definitely watching the show, you talk about stepping up your personal expectations, sort of owning getting better. Talk about why that's an important factor for both of you. Do your personal expectations then result in your actions? Talk about that piece of it and why that is part of what you guys do and what are you trying to do to help people that watch your show?
Sure. I think a lot of people find that their self-worth is based on each month's income, and Ryan taught me this coming into the business. And so, like, if you have a good month, you feel good about yourself. But if you have a bad month, you feel bad about yourself. And what I've been fortunate enough to learn with a lot of the guys around here at our office is that It's your behavior and what you do on a daily basis to get the results you're looking for. You don't control the results. You control your behavior. Mm-hmm. And so to step up your game may not to be having loftier dreams, loftier goals, someone to maybe ride your butt and keep you accountable, but it might be just changing your behavior, changing how you think about what is possible, and maybe not doing what you've always done. And I know people will say, to get what you've always got, but the reason that you don't want to keep on repeating that is because you might have a linear lifestyle, but the society is changing. So if you don't change what you do on a daily basis to match the trends, how life is going, then you're going to really feel the sacrifice and the pain of being left behind.
We hold a pretty high standard around here. I have high expectations for myself, and I'm super hard on myself. But that's another big key, I think, to our success is it's okay, and make it okay to look in the mirror and go, this is where I'm weak. And that's hard to do. Nobody likes to look in the mirror and say that. But if you can do that and you can get comfortable with that, not just one time a year, but weekly, daily, and everybody around us knows how that's how we roll, and the branches and the people that are around us, realtors, know that, we hold a high standard. And so I'm going to look in the mirror and go, if this is my weakness, okay, great. I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to get better from that. And then the next month, I'm going to find another weakness. And so we do hold a high standard for ourselves. Same with the show. If we're not happy with it when we're editing it, we're going to go back and reshoot it no matter how long it takes.
We're just
the same in business.
Yeah.
You know, I've never chased money. I don't set number goals for my guys, and that's contrarian. But we are the number one, you know, branch in our company. We do very, very well. It's because we control our behaviors, and we're okay looking in the mirror going, this is where I'm weak, and this is where I need to get better.
Great advice. One more question, and then I'll let Dave give us his takeaways, and if he wants to ask a question, he can. But you guys have always been sort of looking around the corner in the real estate industry, be it on the mortgage side or the real estate side. Things change constantly, and that's not going to stop. Because you have a Facebook and a Twitter account now, doesn't mean that you're good for the next 20 years. It's going to keep going. Peek around the corner for us. What do you see coming around the corner that people that may be on the cutting edge already see, but for the masses, we certainly don't? What's coming around the corner here in the real estate industry?
For me, the hot topic for me has been that millennial generation.
Yep.
We have several things lined up to go to speak about the millennial generation. How do we get that generation interested in purchasing? How do we reach that millennial generation? If you've watched the show and if you watch future shows, we'll talk about hiring millennials to be on your team. If you're a realtor team, if you're a team leader, a branch manager, CEO, if you want to reach that group, you're going to have, you know, somebody on your team that gets it to
and
market to them.
Identifies with them.
And same with diversity with Monday Show. I think this world is so diverse, and we've just kind of done the same thing in both industries for so long. And now we're looking up going, like, we have Amazon in Seattle. It's incredibly diverse.
Yeah.
And one of the speakers that we quote on the show for Monday, he said, and it may be controversial, but people like to do business with people that look like them.
Right.
or that, you know what I mean? So that's coming, I feel, is the millennial and the diversity of this industry. We're lacking. And again, society, as Michael's pushed a couple times today, you said society is moving quickly. The real estate industry and lending is lagging behind. We have to stay in front of that. We got to be aware of that. We got to hire millennials. We got to be more to the teams that we basically put out in the field.
Good.
Otherwise, you know, the society is going to move right past us. We keep doing the same thing over and over again.
RC, from a tech perspective, what do you see coming?
Right. I think on the tech perspective, I think you're going to see that there's going to be maybe a little bit of pushback from society of getting so many notifications, getting so many things. And I think that as technology evolves, it's going to be more about quick relational pieces that are super easy, but they're not confrontational. They don't overwhelm you. I think that our generations are going to start getting overwhelmed by notifications. Distraction's going to happen. And I think what you're going to see is that people might come back to being more focused and more intentful with the people around them that are really close. And relationships are going to flourish again.
I agree. And I wonder if that 31 touch program that we all use may drop down to 15 touches.
Right?
Because all of software has touch, 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 and it's automated. And I think especially with the millennial groups, they know that's not genuine. That they know that's not you wishing them a happy birthday. That's right. Infusionsoft that sent that email out to you.
Sure.
So I wonder if less is more, and they really want to see the genuine part versus just an automated post for you or an automated email from you.
Totally agree.
Dave, last question, takeaways, whatever you got, wrap up the show as far as how this, I mean, thanks, Dave, great guest, awesome guys. Oh, I mean, if you're not watching the resource.tv, you mean it's there, but Dave, takeaways.
Well, I mean, that's right off the top. Anybody that doesn't subscribe to the resource TV, go on it right now, subscribe, you'll get an email every week and watch this stuff. It only takes a couple minutes to watch it. It's phenomenal, it's interesting, it's fun to watch. And it just it's great stuff. But the thing that I kind of got out of this, which I kind of knew, you know, a lot of this because of the shows we know anyway. But educational marketing is kind of like my takeaway. We're working on some of that now, but now it's been put right out on a table here in front of us that's the one of the ways to connect with and bring value to your clients. So everybody can take that away. And again, sign up for resource TV, guys. It's good stuff.
Awesome. RC, Ryan, how do people get in touch with you? How do they subscribe? How do they find you? That all your contact info.
Go ahead.
Cool. So www.theresource.tv, not .com, .tv. There's plenty of contact there for us. And
yeah, you can subscribe for free right there. Thanks, Dave and Michael, man. Yeah. I consider you guys part of the resource family. I'd love to hook up with you in person one day.
Absolutely.
You know, I might want on the last thing. If anybody in your area, and you guys are in the Seattle area,
right,
realtors needs a mortgage, where would they happen to go? Come on, you can.
Is this the overregulation we're talking about?
No.
This is the ask, right?
Thank you for the setup there. I work for Eagle Home Mortgage.
Right.
Okay, great, good. Thank you guys out.
Done and done. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Next week's show is going to be Friday, November the 14th. I'll ask you this, guys, because we're going to talk about it. Ryan, has ratings and reviews impacted or going to impact the way mortgage lenders going forward? Do you think it will impact you the way it is certainly going to impact agents?
Oh, for sure. That has to be on the forefront of your strategies right now if it already isn't. That is huge, and yeah, we probably should have spent more time on that, but I think that's got to be forefront for both lenders and realtors. You've got to make it a strategy to first even have a presence and then make sure you've got a good presence as far as reviews are concerned.
Yeah, and realize that, you know, Zillow is now allowing you, like within, what, the next week and a half or so, to have those reviews on your website. Live, and they just update automatically. There'd be no reason not to incorporate that into your brand rather than sending something over to Zillow.
So there's a lot of people that are watching that have come on to watch you guys because you have such a loyal audience. I know that. Thank you all for discovering Mobile Agent TV. I appreciate that. But next week's show, we're going to be talking about ratings and reviews, obviously applicable to anyone watching in the mortgage industry, certainly very, very applicable here in the real estate industry. We're going to go roundtable style. We're going to have Valerie Garcia, who's the tech trainer for Remax Integra, which is all of Eastern Canada, most of Northern East United States and Europe. She's been on the plane constantly the last 3 weeks. She's going to be talking with us. We're going to have Ethan Butte from BombBomb coming on a show, bring another perspective. And we're having Laura Monroe of Inman News coming on. The five of us will go roundtable, talk about the ins and the outs and the importance of ratings and reviews in the industry, in the real estate industry. Awesome show, Friday, November 14th, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, at mobileagenttv.com, not .tv. And if you have intervals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll put you in the hands of the right REMAX agent. Any referrals coming out to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me. I'll put you in the hands of the right REMAX agent. And it's Melanie Galley of REMAX Fort McMurray wants us to end every show. Please tell five other agents from any company about Mobile Agent TV. We grow each week. It allows us to reach out to awesome guests like RC and Ryan to come on the show, give an hour of their wisdom, the insights on, I think, probably, out of every show we've done, this is episode 74, the most diverse set of topics we've covered in an hour. We've talked about from tech to video to social to mortgage to knowing your why. Awesome show, guys. Thank you so much, Archie. Thank you, Ryan, for coming on. Dave, thank you so much. Awesome show. We'll see everyone next week.